This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. This week, I want to encourage everyone to just keep swimming. It's a saying that, if you remember from Finding Nemo, to just encourage all of us to keep going, especially when things are difficult. Because we are going to have unexpected things happen to us all the time. If everything that happened to us was completely and totally expected, we would know exactly how to deal with it. And sometimes there are events that occur in our life that are very unexpected. I talked a little bit about this last week when I was talking about resilience. There are things that occur in our lives that we didn't ask for. And we are then at the forefront of trying to work through those issues and situations. And sometimes it's about what we do ourselves that allows us to not only work with the situation that we're in, but also learn for next time. Because there's going to be a next time. There's not going to be any point in your life where everything that's happening to you is completely and totally expected. So there's a couple of ways to just keep swimming when difficult things happen. Because if you can get good at navigating the difficult waters of life, it's not to say when these things happen, it's not going to hurt, it's not going to be difficult, it's not going to knock you off course. But it's not going to knock you completely off course. It's not going to take you down to zero. It might take you down to 70, 75. And we can manage at 75. I think if you were taking a test and you forgot about it and you didn't study for it and you go to class and you take that test and you get a 75, you might walk away going, wow, thank God, I'll take a 75. We don't want to knock ourselves all the way back down to zero. Because we want to learn. We want to evolve. We want to do better. And we want to get to a point where when unexpected things happen to us, we are able to just keep swimming. Because it sounds so corny and ridiculous, but life is okay. It really is. There are a lot of things that happen that blow us off course and that frustrate us and that make us angry. But by and large, things are pretty good if you can really break it down to the simplest form. And there's a couple of things here that I'm going to get into that I hope can help people just kind of get back on track a little bit if you're off track, or get you to a place where when something unexpected happens, you can at least manage, because a lot of life is management. There's the awesome things that happen and there's the horrible things that happen, but a lot of the middle is really just managing things, is making sure we fulfill our responsibilities and we are there for the people that are important to us and we are doing things that fulfill us. And there's some days where we're just a mess and we can't operate. And there's other days where you're like, wow, if every day of my life was like this, life would be amazing. A lot of the middle is trying to figure out how to manage so that you can be the best version of yourself for the people in your life that are the most important, for your partner and for your kids and for your colleagues and coworkers, and if you're a teacher, for your students, and if you are a front-facing person in a company, for your customers. You want to be the best version of you more often than not. So you want to just keep swimming. Because if you do that, you can find the best version of yourself more often than not. It's not going to be every day. It's not going to be every week. More often than not. So the first thing, when you're feeling like you don't want to keep swimming, when you're tired and the current is too much and the world is overwhelming you, you want to get back to basics. Basic things that you need. The very first podcast I did was about developing a daily routine and experiencing the comfort of knowing as much as you possibly can about what's coming. We're not going to know everything, and there's going to be things that are going to knock us off routine. Sometimes in the first 2 minutes of our day, something knocks us off routine. But the most possible days that we can, go into a routine. Wake up at the same time every day. Do fulfilling work throughout the course of the day, whether that's your job, whether that's gardening, whether that's doing stuff around your house, whether it's doing something in a volunteer capacity of some kind, doing some sort of meaningful, fulfilling work, eating food and good stuff. Look, I like junk food. I like stuff that's not good for you. I'm trying to eat less of it. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. I need to take care of myself, and so do you. So more often than not, eating something that's going to fulfill you and make you feel good. And sometimes the thing that makes you feel good is the junk food. I couldn't tell you how many times I'm coming home from work and I want to just stop and get something that's going to make me feel good in the moment and treat myself. Of course, do that. But more often than not, try to fill your body with stuff that's good for you. Sleep. Try to go to bed at the same time every night. Try to wake up at the same time every day. Get sleep. Do things that are going to help you wind down at the end of the night. Put your phone down. Drink a cup of tea. Watch something on TV that's fulfilling to you. Do the things that are going to help you get back to basic functioning. Back to basics. Develop a routine. People. Look to your inner circle. And your inner circle should be small. Make that circle a little bit smaller. Be around people that are fulfilling. Make sure that the people that you let into your inner circle are people that you know can be there for you and you know can provide you with guidance when things are difficult. People that you can trust, people that have been there for you before. When you're starting to feel like life is overwhelming you, you don't want to open the circle up to too many people because that feels overwhelming. Because, you know, you're telling people the story of difficulties and then you got to tell this person and this person and this person. And then you got to like, you almost feel like you have to follow up with everybody and let everybody know how things are going. You want to find people that are fulfilling to you and that you can trust and that are in your inner circle and can provide you with guidance that is not going to be everything's going to be okay, because we don't know if everything's going to be okay. But people that are going to be there for you to say, you're going through a difficult time. It's going to take time to figure it out. Let's try to figure it out together in some way. Or people that are going to be honest with you to say like, yeah, this sucks, or this is going to suck, or whatever the case may be. You want people that are honest and open and are not just going to blow smoke. Because sometimes people, their hearts are in the right place and they want to tell us things that are going to make us feel better. But sometimes you don't want to hear that. Sometimes you need to hear that things are not going great and that there's some sort of hope. You know, you people that maybe have experienced things, something similar to what you have, and can be honest about what they've gone through. Because it's really hard when everybody around you is just saying everything's great and you feel like you're the only person who's dealing with any kind of issue, because we're not open about our problems and our troubles and our difficulties with everybody. If people were more open about those things, I think we'd feel better. I've said that before. You know, you look at somebody with a broken leg and you know they went through a broken leg and you break your leg. You're like, what did you do to make yourself feel better? And that person will talk very openly about it. But if a person's had some sort of internal struggle, we're not jumping to share that with everybody. So we want to find people in our inner circle that are going to be honest with us and share with us the experiences that they've had so we can work through ours. And somebody that can help you keep swimming. Somebody that can show you the way to do that. So you want to have that inner circle. You want that inner circle to be small. And you want those people to be fulfilling and open and honest. The next thing is looking for small things. I went to a school years ago, and I'm not a terribly religious person. I would classify myself more as spiritual, to be fair. I went to a school that one of the guiding principles of that school was finding God in all things. Now, I interpret that a little bit different than maybe some people do. I'm not, and maybe everyone here is not looking for God everywhere, right? But I see that as a higher power, whatever that higher power is. And we're looking for the universe to show us that keeping swimming is a good thing. What are the things that that are revealed to us in small ways that make us see that life is pretty good? Because a lot of times we're looking for big stuff. We're looking for grand gestures. We're looking for a huge promotion or a windfall of money or some amazing thing to happen that's going to make all of our problems go away. And honestly, we could be looking for small things throughout the course of the day or weeks or months that remind us that life is pretty good if we're paying attention to it. Music. You know, you're driving in the car and a song you like comes on. Or, you know, you're listening to your Amazon thing and a song comes on that reminds you of something. And it's just like a little reminder of like, yeah, things are pretty good. Now, I get music could also be a reminder of something that we don't want to be reminded of, but at least it gives us a little bit of a pathway to maybe a smile for a couple of minutes. Being outside, you know, the pandemic really taught me in particular that I like being outside because I was inside a lot and I realized, wow, I really like being outside. So finding ways to get out and experience some quiet and a little bit of sunshine or maybe even a little bit of rain. I went out walking this morning and it was pouring for part of it. It was actually kind of nice in a weird way. You know, if there's any water near where you are or there's a nice trail or something. But getting outside, and I mean, outside really is beautiful. If you look around, the sky is beautiful. Trees are beautiful. Flowers are beautiful. Even in the wintertime, like snow, you know, a little bit of ice on the road can be kind of beautiful. Like really just trying to find these things that are going to remind you that, all right, like it's not bad. I can do this. TV shows, you know, during COVID, we really dove into a lot of TV shows because what else were we doing? But finding a really good show or a story or documentary or something that makes you laugh or makes you think or makes you interested, something to find a little bit of joy in to say, you know what, for the next hour, I'm just going to turn my brain off and watch this and feel good. Maybe you put something on before you go to bed that's kind of like light and you don't have to think a whole lot, but is comforting to know that it's there. And learning to develop a keener eye for these kind of things, a keener eye for the small things that make us feel good, a good cup of coffee, making yourself something good to eat, something that smells really good, some flowers, a sunset, something. And again, it doesn't have to be super cheesy either. Like all those things I just listed sound like they came out of a greeting card, right? But these things really are helpful when we look for them, when we see them. When you're driving and you notice the sky looks really nice, when you make yourself coffee in the morning and it smells really good, or that first warm cup of coffee or that first sip just feels good. Putting things in your body that feel good. Water, food, things that make you feel fulfilled. And the last thing is learning. This is a tough one. How do we learn? We learn through experience, good and bad. Good and bad. And again, unexpected things are going to happen to us at every turn of our life. And we get to decide if it's going to teach us something or not. We get to decide if we're going to take what we learned and use it in the future to do better. And we're more equipped for the next time. So that when something unexpected happens to us, we are more equipped to deal with it. Because we're not going all the way back to zero. We're going back to a barely passing grade, but okay. We want to be able to take the lessons we've learned along the way and apply them to doing better. Not doing perfect. Not doing absolutely right, just better. We're just all trying to do better. So you want to learn something. and you want to take what you learned and apply it to the next situation, because that's what's going to help you evolve. That's what's going to help you be better. Not perfect, better. It's going to help you keep swimming, because you're going to get faster and smarter and more efficient. And it's going to allow you to glide a little bit more in the water, the rough waters of life, than it would have if you're just floundering. Because we've all done that. We've all floundered in the water. You know, we feel like we're drowning. And we just get a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And you know what? You can fall back too. You can go back to, I'm floundering a little bit. But what did you do to unflounder? What'd you do last time? Did it work? Did it not work? There are things I've done when unexpected things have happened to me that absolutely didn't work. And I try when unexpected things happen to me now not to do those things. Doesn't always work. It's not perfect. Just better. So, when unexpected things happen in your life, just keep swimming. Get back to basics. Develop that routine, or go back to the routine. Exercise, fulfilling work, food, water, sleep. Find people. Find your inner circle. Make that circle a little smaller. Be around people who fulfill you and can provide you with guidance and will be honest with you. Look for small things, music, being outside, good TV shows, good food, good coffee. Get a keener eye for the things that are going to provide you with some sort of joy. And learn. Do better. Be better equipped to deal with unexpected things next time. Because as I said when I was talking about resilience, it's not about what you do now, it's what you do next. It's what you do when you're faced with a difficult situation, when you're faced with something unexpected. What is it you do? What are the actions? Be a person of action. Just keep swimming and pay attention.